But I'd put this off to the side last time we were together because of our focus being on everything that was unfolding in Ukraine. But I want to go back to this because beyond what I had already, some other developments have come about. We go, of course, to the Woodland Behavioral Health and Nursing Center in Andover, New Jersey, where the assumption was on March 3rd they were going to face big-time penalties for a failure to bring the facility up to regulations. You know, the center got a reprieve. Federal regulators pulled back on at least the immediate threats, the whole funding of Medicare, Medicaid funding for the location. But if the violations persist, they're going to still face consequences. Nursing home's license was at risk after state officials back in February cited their terms an immediate jeopardy situation. And they had a long list of what they called abusive and neglectful actions by staff members, which placed residents' lives at risk. Federal agency threatened to, as I said, pull the plug on Woodland's reimbursement agreement with Medicare and Medicaid on March 3rd. State surveyors pulled back that citation after Woodland took what's being called immediate action to prevent a serious adverse outcome from either occurring or recurring. No details, but it's the best we have as far as information is concerned. While that's been lifted, the threat, federal authorities are still planning on moving forward with a provider agreement termination on August 15th now, which would pretty much close Woodland down should major changes not be made moving forward. So at this point, to reach compliance, Woodland has to create an action plan with solutions to significantly improve, one would say, the issues identified by surveyors. Among those corrections are improving the adequacy and competency of facility staffing. We'll get to that in a bit. Provision of services and management of the facility as it relates to quality of care, quality of life, and infection prevention and control. All of which you would have assumed they would have had well under control already, but obviously not. Woodland also has to make a plan to prevent the abuse and neglect of residents while improving their health and safety. Agencies will be keeping an eye on the situation rather closely, you would think, and could adjust enforcement actions as different circumstances come to pass. Woodland's also facing financial penalties from putting residents in harm's way. They're barred from new admissions until what's being classified as substantial compliance is reached or, of course, termination takes place. Look at some of the more recent numbers. Since September of last year, 16 COVID-positive residents at Woodland have died. 396 residents and staff members have tested positive. That's according to data from the Sussex County Division of Health. Facility's outbreak ended on February 28th, according to that data. So as all that's happening, monitors are being sent into Woodland. State Health Department selected Atlantic Health System, send a team into Woodland Behavioral Nursing Center, and they'll be spending up to 90 days at the location, assess operations, infrastructure, business practices. Now, it was a wise move to bring Atlantic Health System into this position because they're very familiar with Woodland. Atlantic Health owns Newton Medical Center, where Woodland patients are often taken if they become extremely ill or for outpatient treatment. Mention the care numbers that Woodland has to measure up to. This is according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and these numbers greatly explain this ongoing story. Registered nurse minutes per resident per day. National average is 42 minutes. New Jersey average, 49. Woodland Behavioral, 12. You can see the issue. But there's more. Licensed practical nurses' minutes per resident per day. National average, 53. New Jersey average, 55. Woodland Behavioral, 32. And we also have certified nurse aid hours and minutes per resident per day. National average is 2.11. New Jersey average, 2.4. Woodland Behavioral, 1.54. And just for clarification, certified nurse aides, they're pretty much the frontline troops of a nursing home. They're there to feed the residents, talk with them, help them get up, get involved with activities. They help bathe and clean them. So you can see with that severity of the numbers for Woodland versus the New Jersey national averages, Yeah, this is front and center, as it should have been quite some time ago.